noticias.
En otras noticias, las críticas de Washington a la selección china de personas que presentan al mundo la antorcha olímpica se ha transformado en una lección de derechos humanos para la Unión Americana. Beatriz Salas amplía la información.
Decidir sobre quiénes serán los portadores de la antorcha en la ceremonia inaugural de los Juegos Olímpicos de invierno en Pekín es la responsabilidad de China, y Estados Unidos no está en posición de hacer comentarios despectivos. Así respondió Pekín a la reciente interferencia de Washington, quien aseveró que la elección de China del atleta de la etnia Uyghur, Denijir Jilamujian, para llevar la antorcha olímpica es un esfuerzo de Pekín para distraer la atención del llamado genocidio en la región de Xinjiang.
Los llamados comentarios de genocidio de Estados Unidos son la gran mentira del siglo y exponen su intento de politizar los Juegos Olímpicos de Invierno y su siniestra intención de utilizar el tema relacionado con Xinjiang para difamar a China.
China asimismo acusó a Estados Unidos de mentir de manera descarada sobre las minorías étnicas, mientras olvida sistemáticamente discriminaciones en su propio suelo.
Estados Unidos llevó a cabo un genocidio contra los nativos americanos en el pasado y ha discriminado sistemáticamente a las minorías raciales a largo plazo. La población de nativos americanos se ha desplomado de 5 millones a finales del siglo XV a unos 250 mil a principios del siglo XX, reduciéndose a una vigésima parte. ¿Qué es el genocidio? Las políticas que Estados Unidos ha impuesto a los nativos americanos son un verdadero genocidio.
Zhao, además de criticar la discriminación racial contra los africanos y asiáticos en Estados Unidos, dijo que elegir a una atleta de la etnia Uyghur muestra que la política de China de promover los deportes de invierno y mejorar la salud de las personas está beneficiando a individuos de todos los grupos étnicos y prueba que no existe discriminación.
Lo que Estados Unidos debería estar haciendo es revisar cuidadosamente sus propios crímenes históricos contra los nativos americanos y tomar medidas concretas para reducir la discriminación racial contra estas personas y otras minorías raciales, como los africanos y asiáticos.
China, en reiteradas ocasiones, ha instado a Estados Unidos a dejar de usar los asuntos vinculados con Xinjiang para difundir mentiras, interferir en los asuntos internos de China o intentar detener el desarrollo del país. Advierte que, de lo contrario, Pekín dará una respuesta más contundente a la luz del desarrollo de la situación. Beatriz Salas con información de Niloufar Shakuri, Hispan TV Noticias.
Migrantes de todos los rincones del mundo duermen bajo su mismo cielo estrellado. Me los encuentro en las calles, en los cines, en los supermercados, y el olor de sus comidas me embriaga de placer. Todos ellos son mis vecinos.
Y yo aquí vivo, bajo sus leyes domésticas, pago impuestos y mis manos producen la riqueza nacional.
Soy parte de esa comunidad que vive, trabaja y sueña con una mañana mejor para nuestras familias.
Casi todos migrantes como yo, casi todos soñadores como yo.
Trabajemos pues en la construcción de otra nación que nos haga dignos.
Seamos los arquitectos de nuestro sueño colectivo.
Esta radio no tiene comerciales porque tú nos apoyas. Si ya has hecho una aportación económica, te damos las gracias. Si no, hazlo ahora en kpfk.org o llama al 818-985-5735.
Así llegamos al final de esta edición del Informativo Pacífica. Nuestro más profundo agradecimiento a todos los medios y personas que hicieron posible este programa. A nombre de Norma Martínez, se despide tu amigo de siempre, Fernando Velázquez. Gracias por acompañarnos.
Este y otros programas del Informativo Pacífica pueden ser escuchados o descargados en iPod o en forma tradicional en www.kpfk.org en los archivos de audio.
So, Bathrop Spear's Broadsides Tonight is going to be a flashback. Tonight is December 29th, 2022, and on Sunday we'll have plenty of updates on the police attack on Food Not Bombs that happened, at least on Keith McHenry, one of the big chefs at Food Not Bombs and a main organizer there, when he attempted to set up against the rain, or should we say in shelter from the rain, inside one of the parking lots, and was accosted by police officers and eventually jailed and held in jail for 11 hours and then charged with two, what he told me were misdemeanors, but could be infractions. It's not clear, but in any case, it... I don't know how much it delayed the food service for several hundred hungry people on, I guess it was December 26th or 27th, thereabouts. But it doesn't sound good, and we'll be having some reports on that. However, this show is a flashback, and I'm doing this because I was essentially caught kind of with other commitments after the overly long or substantially long Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom HUF meeting, which we hold every Thursday from 10:45 to whenever it ends, which in this case was, I don't know, closer to 2 than to 1:30. And these are very stimulating meetings. They got usually... important things are said at them, and important people whose voices don't get heard, important to me in the sense that they live out there, they can tell you what the real experiences are like. They experience the wonderful social services, Hardy Har, very directly, or don't experience the failure of those services directly. In any case, what you're going to be hearing is the Thursday, December 21st, 2006 show. Nick, who lost his Marine sister in Iraq by car bomb, sits on Pacific Avenue with a testing human kindness sign against the war in Iraq, and you get to hear some discussion of or dialogue around that. Jeremy Alderson of the former annual Homelessness Marathon, which has been discontinued, but went on for 2 decades. It was done throughout the country once a year for 24 hours. He would set up in a different city each time, each year, and he would speak out and ask homeless people to speak out as well. And it was quite an operation. I was in a couple of his events, and it was good. Jeremy Alderson was his name. He critiques the poverty pimps on coalition boards, which is something I tend to do that locally as well. Fresno homeless activist Pamela Kincaid, who died soon after this, actually, reports on fighting for survival against the Fresno PD. Journalist and activist Mike Rhodes, who's also from Fresno, talks about legal successes against those bulldozing the homeless there. And in fact, this is really quite pertinent and relevant to us because lawsuits are winning, at least temporarily, injunctions stopping the sweeps of homeless encampments in Phoenix and in San Francisco, and one is now being applied for in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And I'll be reading a little bit about that, maybe if I can learn a little more, talking a little bit more about that on Sunday. Ranger Wallace, that's Santa Cruz, Chief Ranger Wallace, back in 2006, we look at his ticketing record, and activist Becky Johnson calls in reading Presiding Judge Heather Morse's November 14th, 2006 order setting a new civil process for failures to appear on infractions. This was probably around the time. Memory is not entirely good on this, but it was around sometime in the first part of the millennium, the 2000s, that the courts stopped trying to arrest people on warrants who didn't appear in court, and because many a time these were warrants for minor infractions like falling asleep at night. It isn't even an infraction, of course. It's a criminal behavior by the police department, the conspiracy against poor people that is ongoing, and the main criminals, of course, are in positions of political power. So they get honors, offices, and usually advancement, but nonetheless, it became expensive for the court to keep putting out warrants, and sheriffs didn't like it much for, you know, something that the homeless person couldn't avoid doing, will be doing the next time too, getting another ticket for it, then another failure to appear. So what they've done instead now is they have failures to pay, and they've actually eliminated the right to be faced with one's accusers in court, that if you don't show up, you don't get a failure to appear that drags you into court eventually or suspends the case until you appear in court. Rather, they assume you are guilty and bill you for a fine and send that ticket down to some other agency for collection. And this hasn't been challenged in the 16 years since this new process came into effect. I think that's the process that Becky Johnson is talking about, that presiding judge Heather, we called her Mockery Morse, I remember in the good old days, put into effect. $2,520 was the cost to get public records on sleeping tickets, according to the deputies. And I don't think we paid such a thing. I think what we did was we simply came up and videoed trying to get the tickets, the record of the tickets at the court. And when the sheriffs came to remove us, we videoed them, and they got so embarrassed they eventually stopped and gave us the records. But you'll get to hear at least some of that brouhaha around that. Scotts Valley City Council, another final item on this flashback is their second and final reading of its homeless camping ban, which they were putting into effect at that time, or at least passing. And we went up there, some of us from the Human Rights Organization and the Huff Organization, and opposed it to no avail. But you get to hear the speeches we made and the commentary we gave. And finally, apparently I talked about Scotts Valley Police Chief at the time, John Weiss, who, as many police chiefs are, had a very kind of pleasant public appearance, very amiable fellow, but of course head of a machine that hurts people, particularly poor people, for simply doing what they have to do in terms of survival behavior, in this case, sleep. So that's it. That's what you'll be hearing. Enjoy it if you can. Get in touch if you have any questions or if you have anything to report in terms of good things or bad things around homeless civil rights or police behavior in the Santa Cruz community. In fact, I got a call while I was doing this, preparing this flashback, that a disabled guy in a wheelchair had been evicted into the rain from the, well, we used to call it the Homeless Lack of Services Center at 150 Coral Street. Now they call it Housing Matters, apparently not for this guy. And it was a little hard to catch what he had to say on the phone, but I'm hoping I can get more information about this behavior by the Coral Street Poverty Industrial Complex group that sucks up lion's share of the homeless funding in Santa Cruz. If you want to get in touch with me, give me a call at 831-423-4833. That's the Huff Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom line. And if you hear other numbers from 2006, don't be surprised if you dial them and don't get anywhere. But dial my number and you'll eventually reach me, or I'll get back to you. That's it. So Bathrop Spears Broadsides Tonight is going to be a flashback. Tonight is December 29th, 2022. And on Sunday we'll have plenty of updates on the police attack on Food Not Bombs that happened, at least on Keith McHenry, one of the big chefs at Food Not Bombs and a main organizer there, when he attempted to set up against the rain, or should we say in shelter from the rain, inside one of the parking lots, and was accosted by police officers and eventually jailed and held in jail for 11 hours and then charged with two, what he told me were misdemeanors, but could be infractions. It's not clear, but in any case, it... I don't know how much it delayed the food service for several hundred hungry people on, I guess it was December 26th or 27th, thereabouts. But it doesn't sound good, and we'll be having some reports on that. However, this show is a flashback, and I'm doing this because I was essentially caught kind of with other commitments after the overly long or substantially long Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom HUF meeting, which we hold every Thursday from 10:45 to whenever it ends, which in this case was, I don't know, closer to 2 than to 1:30. And these are stimulating meetings. They got usually... important things are said at them, and important people whose voices don't get heard, important to me in the sense that they live out there, they can tell you what the real experiences are like. They experiences the wonderful social services, Hardy Har, very directly, or don't experience the failure of those services directly. In any case... what you're going to be hearing is the Thursday, December 21st, 2006 show. Nick, who lost his Marine sister in Iraq by car bomb, sits on Pacific Avenue with a testing human kindness sign against the war in Iraq, and you get to hear some discussion of or dialogue around that. Jeremy Alderson of the former annual Homelessness Marathon, which has been discontinued, but went on for 2 decades. It was done throughout the country once a year for 24 hours. He would set up in a different city each time, each year, and he would speak out and ask homeless people to speak out as well. And it was quite an operation. I was in a couple of his events, and it was good. Jeremy Alderson was his name. He critiques the poverty pimps on coalition boards, which is something I tend to do that locally as well. Fresno homeless activist Pamela Kincaid, who died soon after this, actually, reports on fighting for survival against the Fresno PD. Journalist and activist Mike Rhodes, who's also from Fresno, talks about legal successes against those bulldozing the homeless there. And, in fact, this is really quite pertinent and relevant to us because lawsuits are winning, at least temporarily, injunctions stopping the sweeps of homeless encampments in Phoenix and in San Francisco, and one is now being applied for in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And I'll be reading a little bit about that, maybe if I can learn a little more, talking a little bit more about that on Sunday. Ranger Wallace, that's Santa Cruz, Chief Ranger Wallace, back in 2006. We look at his ticketing record, and activist Becky Johnson calls in reading Presiding Judge Heather Morse's November 14th, 2006 order setting a new civil process for failures to appear on infractions. This was probably around the time, and my memory is not entirely good on this, but it was around sometime in the first part of the millennium, the 2000s, that the courts stopped trying to arrest people on warrants who didn't appear in court, and because many a time these were warrants for minor infractions like falling asleep at night. It wasn't even an infraction, of course. It's a criminal behavior by the police department, the conspiracy against poor people that is ongoing, and the main criminals, of course, are in positions of political power. So they get honors, offices, and... usually advancement, but nonetheless, it became expensive for the court to keep putting out warrants, and sheriffs didn't like it much for, you know, something that the homeless person couldn't avoid doing or be doing the next time, too, getting another ticket for it, then another failure to appear. So what they've done instead now is they have failures to pay, and they've actually eliminated the right to be faced with one's accusers in court, that if you don't show up, you don't get a failure to appear that drags you into court eventually or suspends the case until you appear in court. Rather, they assume you are guilty and bill you for a fine and send that ticket down to some other agency for collection. And this hasn't been challenged in the 16 years since this new process came into effect. I think that's the process that Becky Johnson is talking about, that presiding judge Heather, we called her Mockery Morse, I remember in the good old days, put into effect. $2,520 was the cost to get public records on sleeping tickets, according to the deputies. And I don't think we paid such a thing. I think what we did was we simply came up and videoed trying to get the tickets, a record of the tickets at the court. And when the sheriffs came to remove us, we videoed them, and they got so embarrassed they eventually stopped and gave us the records. But you get to hear at least some of that brouhaha around that. Scotts Valley City Council, a final item on this flashback is their second and final reading of its homeless camping ban, which they were putting into effect at that time, or at least passing. And we went up there, some of us from the Human Rights Organization and the Huff Organization, and opposed it to no avail. But you get to hear the speeches we made and the commentary we gave. And finally, apparently I talked about Scotts Valley police chief at the time, John Weiss, who, as many police chiefs are, had a very kind of pleasant public appearance, very amiable fellow, but of course head of a machine that hurts people, particularly poor people, for simply doing what they have to do in terms of survival behavior, in this case, sleep. So that's it. That's what you'll be hearing. Enjoy it if you can. Get in touch if you have any questions or if you have anything to report in terms of good things or bad things around homeless civil rights or police behavior in the Santa Cruz community. In fact, I got a call while I was preparing this flashback that a disabled guy in a wheelchair had been evicted into the rain from the, what we used to call it, the Homeless Lack of Services Center at 150 Coral Street. Now they call it Housing Matters. Apparently not for this guy. And it was a little hard to catch what he had to say on the phone, but I'm hoping I can get more information about this behavior by the Coral Street Poverty Industrial Complex group that sucks up lion's share of the homeless funding in Santa Cruz. If you want to get in touch with me, give me a call at 831-423-4833. That's the Huff Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom line. And if you hear other numbers from 2006, don't be surprised if you dial them and don't get anywhere. But dial my number and you'll eventually reach me, or I'll get back to you. That's it.
Mr. Stranger, my face you never see no more. But there is one promise that is given. I'll meet you on God's golden shore.
Fire! and it's harder than ever been before. And the people are drifting door to door, can't find no heaven, I don't care where they go. Thank you.
None of us are free.
Well, I won't say again.
None of us are free.
None
us are free. One of us is chained. None of us are free.
Yeah! Dr. Martin Luther King.
Thank you very kindly, my very dear friends. These churches are really loaded tonight. Never in the history of this nation have so many people been arrested for the cause of freedom and human dignity. You know there are approximately 2,500 people in jail right now. Now let me say this. The thing that we are challenged to do is to keep this movement moving. There is power in unity and there's power in number.
Silence is hope each day.
Do bad things with you.
Do bad things with you.
voices on the radio tell us that we're going to war. Those brave men and women in uniform, they want to know what they're fighting for. The generals want to hear the end game. The allies want to prove the plan. Just don't give a damn, 'cause it's all about the price of oil. It's all about the price of oil. Don't give me no shit about blood, sweat, tears, and toil. It's all about the price of oil. Thank you.
U.S. forces give the nod. It's a setback for your country. Bombs and trenches all in rows. Bombs and threats still ask for more.
Tuned to Freak Radio Santa Cruz 96.3 FM and 101 FM. You're listening to a special compilation put together called Peace Not War. Go to www.peace-not-war.org. That's peace-not-war.org. Check out the website for dozens of more anti-war songs, plus information, art, and the Peace Group search engine. All proceeds from the sale of Peace Not War CDs go to nonviolent groups working to end the war and make peace. So check it out. Go to www.peace-not-war.org. Again, we're listening to the Global Peace Movement fundraiser compilation CD, and we're listening to selected tracks from the compilation called Peace Not War.
Got gum, hellfire and brimstone, swap for oil and guns. When we're pushing up daisies, we all look the same. In the name of Father, maybe, but not in my name. On this Jacob's ladder, the only way up is down.
We must be ready every day, all the time, to do the right thing if the atomic bomb explodes. Duck and cover. That's the first thing to do. Duck and cover. First, you duck. Then, you cover. You duck and cover. Fight. Duck and cover under the table. Duck.
Thank you. place in New York to try and organize a United Nations resolution which will give the green light for an intervention in Iraq. If they get the resolution, they will do it supposedly in a multilateral way. If they don't get the resolution, they will do it in a unilateral way. For the United Nations today is not represent, the Security Council is not representative of the world in which we live. It is something which grew out of the Second World War. If they took a vote in the General Assembly, the vote would be 80% against them. And they know it. And you know, we are not alone. In Britain, we are not alone, as we saw on the last demonstration. But in large parts of Europe, it's not just the demonstrators, it's large sections of the state apparatuses in Europe who are opposed to this war. In Italy, we've had the largest demonstration against the war, much larger than ours, we are happy to say. 1.2 million people demonstrated in Italy against the war. So it's a very big movement, and that's why constantly one of the aims of the Blair government is propaganda. Propaganda against us, propaganda in favor of the war. That's what the dossier which they presented represented. True war propaganda. Going to stop the flow of troops into small terrorist organizations, some of them religious terrorist organizations, is not by dropping bombs, is not by invading countries, is not by destroying cities, but beginning to tackle the political problem which caused this to happen. Now, if you're a citizen of any country, you just see the double standards at work. Sharon has nuclear weapons, but he's part of the war against terror. That's fine. Saddam might get nuclear weapons in 3 or 4 years' time, but he has to be bombed now because we believe in preemptive action. And we don't just believe in preemptive action against Iraq. The new Bush doctrine says we will take preemptive action against any state which we feel is going to challenge our hegemony and overtake us. This is a declaration of war on the rest of the world. Don't you dare do anything, because we will use our military power to crush you. That's what they're saying openly. Wherever I travel, and I travel all over the world, when people find out I'm from Britain, they say, could you just explain to us, Tony Blair? They just want an explanation, saying, why is he so constantly ensconced in the posterior of the American president? Action against Iraq. The new Bush doctrine says we will take preemptive action against any state which we feel is going to challenge our hegemony and overtake us. This is a declaration of war on the rest of the world. Don't you dare do anything, because we will use our military power to crush you. That's what they are saying openly. Thank you.
Watch out for the pagans and the heathens, the Babylonians and the demons, politicians who deceiving, Freemasons and the New World Order, yo. Bush and Blair, two demons who don't care about humanity. That's why they're starting wars everywhere. Bush and Blair, two demons who don't care about humanity. That's why they're starting wars everywhere. Start with that Bush bitch, I strangled and choked him, shoot him and smoke him. The only reason he's in power is because he cheated blatant in the voting. The whole thing was scandalous because that Bush bitch got away with it. And now the rest of the world is going to pay for it. Causing more deaths and destruction, unrest and a war, more hunger. Him and his puppet Blair don't care to bumper. The little warmongers supporting 666 numbers in their equation. Spreading propaganda for the nation. Bush and Blair are really Lucifer and Satan. Fuck the members of parliament, Pentagon and White Houses, prime ministers, presidents, dealing with allegations that have no evidence. They see what it is, I'm schism vision, claiming to wipe out terrorism. They're really terrified of Muslims and trying to wipe out their religion. How come Bin Laden's not dead or in prison? I don't understand. Two of the world's most powerful allies can't even catch one man. Now they're making the same excuses to go and attack Saddam. Look at the drop bombs on Iraq like they did in Afghanistan. But can you tell me what war really achieves? Apart from innocent death, soldiers dying in army fatigues as young as 16, leaving people maimed and disabled. But these two wingless demonic angels, full strings and cables, what they drink and sit round tables. Bush and Blair, two demons who don't care about humanity. That's why they're starting wars everywhere. Listen, Bush and Blair, two demons who don't care about humanity. That's why they're starting wars everywhere. Blair's a puppet, a few leagues below Fraggle's a Muppet. Always trying to chuck it. If Bush got his dick out, Blair would suck it. Can't wait till he kicks the bucket. But he's only gonna be replaced by another little fuckwit. Only interested in war and budgets. But what goes around comes around in this miscarriage of justice. Maybe that's why Blair's wife miscarried a child and she lost it. You might say that's so cold that it's rusted. But I tell you something, what about the thousands of kids caught up in war dying for nothing? And somewhere in the world today another child dies of starvation while Tony and Sherry sip champagne planning the next campaign. Blair's and mine is not the same aim, I don't understand him fully. The country's prime minister scared of a presidential bully who says shit like, if you're not with me you must be against me. Makes emotional speeches that are really shallow, hollow and empty. The hunger, these bloodthirsty warmongers never ceases to amaze. It's getting deep in these days of politicians' cheap little ways. Petty brazen till you've been Laden and Saddam Hussein the craze. Why do you believe them little heathens just leading people astray? There's always secret documents because the government's never open. Now they want to inspect Iraqi missiles, they don't know they sold them. Bush and Blair, two demons who don't care about humanity. That's why they're starting wars everywhere. Listen, Bush and Blair, two demons who don't care about humanity. That's why they're starting wars everywhere. They don't care. They don't care. This world, it ain't fair. Bush and Blair, they don't care. I hope you all be aware.
It could have been Manhattan on the day the market fell. And it could have been a candy store in Kandahar as well. And she might have been a Muslim, but it's kind of hard to tell. When your body's ground to zero and your skin's been fried to hell. So tell me it's a war to end all war, or don't tell me nothing. Cause if this sacrifice is not for peace, it was not worth making. Seemed to me you did your best to put your hand in the hornet nest that bit you just when it hit you. There's other people hurt as much as you, and grief is no excuse for what you do. High flyers at the corporations, lazy cutting edge. They hold each other's hands and plummet from the window ledge. And the monitors are mounted on the coffee deal, which meant 5,000 farmers wondering where their livelihood just went. America, my family, the whole world feels your pain. And before this war is over, you'll make sure we do again. Even as the tower tumbled on that firefighting team, we wondered who you'd barbecue for puncturing your dream. So tell me it's a war to end all war, or don't tell me nothing.
sacrifice does not bring peace. It was not worth making. Seemed to me you did your best to put your hand in the hornet nest that fits you, but it still don't hit you. There's other people feel as much as you, and freedom's no excuse for what you do. I am not an Islamicist, religion's not my thing, but they're friendlier than Christians and I like the way they sing. I don't want my sisters free to burn the burqa if they choose, not lie awake and calculate what weight they need to lose. So tell me it's a war to end all war, or don't tell me nothing. 'Cause if this sacrifice don't change the world, it was not worth making. Seems to me you did your best to put your hand in the hornet nest that fits you. When will it hit you? There's other people need as much as you, and greed is no excuse for what you do. You're beautiful, big-hearted, in many ways you're free. You're smart enough to get the world how you want it to be. So it's hard for me to tell you what you shouldn't have to hear. Your nation is that terrorist most human beings fear. Nicaragua, El Salvador, Colombia, Vietnam, Cambodia, Grenada, Chile, and Afghanistan, Palestinian and Iraqi, and some more you never knew. United States of people who deserved as much as you. So tell me that you don't support this war, or don't tell me nothing. 'Cause if this song of mine don't change your heart, it was not worth singing. But I believe you did your best, chasing life and happiness. Never wondered, never guessed how the news had been suppressed of a never-ending killing fest. Ripped the kid from the mama's breast, shrapnel through her daddy's chest, while we're all singing, glory, hallelujah. I'm talking to you. Somebody made a killing in your name. So take your power back or take the blame.
And you're tuned to Freak Radio Santa Cruz, 96.3 FM and 101 FM. You're listening to a special compilation put together called Peace Not War. Go to www.peace-not-war.org. That's peace-not-war.org. Check out the website for dozens of more anti-war songs, plus information, art, and the Peace Group search engine. All proceeds from the sale of Peace Not War CDs go to nonviolent groups working to end the war and make peace. So check it out. Go to www.peace-not-war.org. Again, we're listening to the Global Peace Movement fundraiser compilation CD, and we're listening to selected tracks from the compilation called Peace Not War.
We don't have civilization anymore. We have a state of barbarism, a state of barbarism in which we are daily, hourly, threatening the annihilation of our fellow citizens.
We're looking for a better world. But what do we see? Poverty, hatred, and misery. So much money spent on war when so many on this earth are so helplessly poor.
Attacking the world, yet he calls it defense. But tell me
future, I want you to sense your own strength.
Down in your back, rubber bullets let rip into the soldiers, the authorities return.
attack, turn and run. You feel the sharp pain, eyes closed, everything's black. Screams fade away, just another day. For the armed people, the world's majority. I'm recognized by the minority as they purchase a pair of Nike. The Indonesian woman who made those sits on her chair, unable to send out a flare. But what the fuck will we Westerners care? That she works battery style under the glare of strip lighting in temperatures that reach 40 degrees. As she sews on the sleeves of a guy with summer shirt, sweat mixed with dirt, she's down into her eye. She asks why this is happening to herself. Long hours, no pay. While fat cats reap the wealth of this slavery, the bravery of a few that start unions are terminated. It threatens profits to be deflated, and we can't have that, no. We gotta keep the flow of cheaply made merchandise. While we tuck into MACDs, they struggle to pay for rice. Imagine the world is a pie, there's only a small slice that lives in a world where water runs free and food is all profusion. Where a future for their children is not just an illusion. This pollution, a poverty and deprivation, starvation needs to be aligned equally in relation to the whole of mankind. We need to find a new way of thinking, linking all people as equal, a new tool to fight this unjust system, new world wisdom, where the capitalist aim is no longer our vision. A new mission, movement of the masses, people power, replace the gun with the flower, deaths with the living, taking with the giving, so all men, children and women can go out free of deficiency. One world together as one, equally. One world together as one, equally.
Guatemala, 54, 60, 67, 69. Indonesia, 19.
and you're tuned to Freak Radio Santa Cruz, 96.3 FM and 101 FM. You're listening to a special compilation put together called Peace Not War. Go to www.peace-not-war.org. So check it out. Go to www.peace-not-war.org. Again, we're listening to the Global Peace Movement fundraiser compilation CD, and we're listening to selected tracks.
Talking about nuclear war, nuclear war, nuclear war. Talking about nuclear war. It's a motherfucker. Don't you know? Talking about nuclear war. Talking about nuclear war. It's a motherfucker, don't you know, they push that button, yeah, it's got to go. It's a motherfucker, don't you know, they push that button, yeah, it's got to go. It's a motherfucker, don't you know, they push that button, yeah, it's got to go. They're talking about nuclear war. They're talking about nuclear war. They push that button, your ass got to go. They're talking about nuclear war. They're talking about nuclear war. They push that button, your ass got to go. They push that button, your ass got to go. It'll blast you so high in the sky. Gonna blast you so high in the sky. Kiss your ass goodbye. You can kiss your ass goodbye. You can kiss your ass goodbye. They push that button. It's gonna blast your ass so high in the sky. You can kiss your ass goodbye, goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye. They're talking about nuclear war. They're talking about nuclear war. Radiation, mutation. Radiation, mutation. Radiation, mutation. Radiation, mutation. Fire. Hydrogen bomb, atomic bomb, neutron bomb, kiss your ass, goodbye, goodbye. They push that button, they push that button, they push that button, they push that button. It's a motherfucker, don't you know? It's a motherfucker, don't you know? They push that button. Your ass got to go. Your ass got to go. It's a motherfucker. Don't you know? It's a motherfucker. Don't you know? Tell them about it, Georgia.
If they push that button, ass got to go. If they push that button, ass got to go.
Your ass. You got no ass. You lost your ass. They're talking about nuclear war. They're
they're talking about nuclear war, mutations, radiation, mutation, radiation. If they push that button, if they push that button, if they push that button, radiation, mutations, radiation, mutations, man's radiation, makes mutations, man's radiation, makes mutations. Talking about nuclear war. Talking about nuclear war. Fire! Melting! People! Building! If they push that button, it's gonna blast you so high, up in the sky. You can kiss your ass goodbye. Farewell. Goodbye, ass. It's a motherfucker. Don't you know? 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 They push that button. They push that button. If they push that button, you can kiss your ass. Goodbye, goodbye. 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 Goodbye. Goodbye.
This is a song about a woman who was beat on very badly by a policeman husband that was later on taken on as the theme tune to a film series about the mafia, Union Bashers. Isn't that ironic? If I had my way with the mafia, I'd do exactly what Sarah Thornton did to her husband, which is what the song's about.